from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
All right, if you're on hold, stick around. 216-474-0092. We're going to be truncated about this because there's people who definitely want to talk about the Guardians and how bad it went yesterday. They lost the nightcap as well, which Mandy Bell pointed out. And I'm sure there were other people who did it, but she was the first one I saw where the Guardians are 0-8 in doubleheaders in 2024. By the way, they're 1-17 since 2023, which I can't just blame it all on Vogt. Tito Francona was the manager last year.
That doesn't even feel real.
Yeah. Steven Vogt, though, game one was that was a Vogt loss. You left Eli Morgan out there an inning too long. He had a good two solid innings, and then things went right to hell in the third inning, and he was asked about that from Zach Mizel of The Athletic. This is what he had to say.
You said after the first game that was how you wanted to deploy your pitching, how you drew it up. Is that the same with the second game? Like when you go into game one, is this what you're envisioning?
I mean, you can't envision game two until you get through game one. Game one, we went with what we thought was going to help us win the game. We just didn't come out on top. And then in game two, we had what we had.
So you put him out there for a third inning because you weren't thinking about game two?
There's not a chance you weren't thinking about game two
when you put him out there for a third inning. There's no way true.
If you were not thinking about game two, Eli Morgan has not pitched three innings. There are almost no scenarios in which Eli Morgan should be pitching three innings for this baseball team in the same day. It's hard for me to see him pitch three innings in a week.
If he's only thinking about one game before he gets to game two, then Eli Morgan is not coming out for the third inning.
No. No chance.
Unless he really has no faith in the rest of the bullpen out of nowhere, and then we have ourselves a much bigger problem to talk about.
The only time Eli Morgan should pitch three innings in a game is when they're down big and they just need outs. When they just have to get through the game.
That's what Pedro Avila's for.
Sure, but if he's unavailable.
Is to come in and be a human victory cigar.
If it happens twice in a row.
When's he not available?
If he did it the day before.
Doesn't matter. If I'm getting blown out.
And that's not a victory cigar. That's a white towel.
You can go. That best thing about Pedro Avila, it can go either way. He's a victory cigar or he's a white towel. Doesn't matter. Depends on the day. That's what I love about Pedro Avila. You can decide whether or not to watch or not.
Game two last night. So.
Yes.
Because Steven Vogt was not thinking about game two when game one was
Stevie, start thinking about game one and then start thinking about game two. Don't think the other way.
There is a game three of this series.
Great.
Coming up late. Oh, come on now. It's not all together too terrible.
We could be tied in the division by the end of today.
All together too great. We got Gavin Williams going today. He's taking on a guy, Michael Lorenzen, who has the same last name as Jared Lorenzen. R.I.P.
Jared, I'm not feeling confident. I've lost my confidence, Ken.
Boy, you're in a bad place right now.
I need
now.
To get my swagger back, and it's not here right now.
Then you got Tanner Bibee coming up tomorrow against Michael Waka Waka Waka. I mean, come on.
They could get swept.
No, stop it.
They could.
Hey.
Would you be surprised? Would you?
Hey, you're telling me they can't win tonight again with Gavin Williams on the mound?
I'm also saying they could lose tonight with Gavin Williams on the mound.
It's baseball, guys. They could win or they could lose. That's kind of the way it
goes. Shortstop. The guy that hasn't played shortstop all year that's going to run out and call off Jose Ramirez on a ball. Then we're going to drop a ball. Then we're going to give up two runs on the play instead of, you know, getting the out.
Fair
and
point.
Then somehow we lose game one, and that leads to game two losing. And all of a sudden, our division lead that was 9 on June 25th is gone.
That's a fair point. I mean, I can't.
I mean, we were talking about in June going, is it over? Do we even need to care anymore?
Well, the best thing for Lima is he's not awake to hear any of this.
Oh, I'm sure he's
when he
up.
Was. Wouldn't he use in strong language against some of those fans who were whooping it up a few weeks ago?
Yeah, a little bit.
There was some salty language being thrown out there by Tone, and boy, he took just the time off he needed, just in time. Now, they're going to win tonight. Gavin Williams going to pitch well, they're going to win tonight.
I hope you're right. I just don't have faith.
Guardians win tonight.
Truthfully,
they're going to be two games up by tomorrow morning.
It's not on Gavin Williams, the reason why I don't feel confident tonight. Gavin Williams could pitch fine, and they could still lose. And what makes this worse is because baseball got rid of any game 163 situations, it's a tiebreaker thing. They're not going to have the tiebreaker over KC. So if they do lose tonight and they're tied in the division, they're down a game, really, because KC holds the tiebreaker.
Well, why don't you relax for a second there?
Hey, Danny, you asked in the last segment, you know, watch Stephen Kwan batting since the All-Star break. It's 203. The answer is 203.
That's not
I'm not concerned that not Gavin Williams is starting the game or not. It's when guys who we've depended on to be catalysts for this team during their high times are now low, along with where the win-loss record is right now, which they're still, 19 games over?
When it comes to the Browns, do you want to hear the good news or the bad news first? I'm a bad news first guy.
I think I am, too. I think I am, too.
Well, do you
want
to hear the bad news or the good news?
Let's hear the bad news, Ken.
All right, bad news is they waived 16 guys yesterday. Caleb Johnson among the notables. Zach Johnson, who played in three different positions. Jeremiah Martin, he was one of the people that were let go. Isaiah Thomas, seventh round pick in 2022, he was let go as well. You want to hear the good news?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I do.
Kevin, tell them the good news, babe.
Injury update for practice tomorrow. Guys that will be out there, Jack Conklin, D'Anthony Bell, Dalvin Tomlinson, Greg Newsome, David Njoku, Pierre Strong, Jordan Hicks, Tony Fields. Jed is going to come off PUP, will not practice tomorrow, but progressing. Denzel Ward, I don't have an update other than to say he's making good progress.
With Jed not being ready to practice yet and Jack coming off the list, is Jack a viable option for you at left tackle and he start getting some work there?
Yeah, what I would tell you with really all of our positions, we're not going to set a depth chart. We'll just work through all those type of things. I'm excited to get Jack back out there at practicing and going through walkthroughs and that type of thing, but not going to get into specifics per se.
Here you go.
There's the good news.
Better. There's the good news, baby. The band's back together. Greg Newsom's back. Dalvin Tomlinson's back.
Jed Wills off the pup.
More on Jed Wills coming up at 7:20. You guys are not going to hear what I have. Not going to like what I hear. What Whoa. I have to say. You're
more,
not going to like hearing what I have to say.
More bad news from Ken Carmen?
Well, it's not bad news from me.
Are you delivering it?
It's good news, but not good news.
Excuse me?
It's good news, but it's not good news.
So it's bad news?
Yes. It's not bad news, but it's not good news. It's news. People are commenting, Owen is a rough place emotionally right now. Yeah, you are.
Yeah, it's not good right now.
I get it.
Lama's in a rough, or Owen's in a rough
spot,
guys.
Still going to go to the game tonight. I'm probably going to Randy Quaid it. I'm probably going to wear my shirt inside out. I'm probably going to boo everything that happens.
That could be a punishment for Ken, too.
That'd be nice.
Wearing his clothes inside out for a week.
Not good. Not very, very good.
Then we can
good.
See the gussets from the other side.
They're fully gusseted. Triple gusseted. Moving on. Sad news in the world of professional wrestling. Psycho Sid, also known as Sid Vicious, passed away at the age of 63, as announced by his son. Real name Sid Udy, was a former WWE and WCW champion. Not at the same time. Also the source of some great wrestling story. Don't even start. I know Arn Anderson probably isn't going to be
a, in the world.
I know. Yeah, he's
a, that's all I was going to say. Somebody, it's not a day to talk about scissors or anything.
It was only 63 years old. He was. It's just another part of your childhood that's gone. Sad to say. Yeah, I know Arn Anderson probably isn't going to be at the funeral. And somebody did say, I hope he's enjoying the great big softball game in the sky. Here you go. 63. Sad to say.
Far too young.
He's gone. You got nothing on Sid Justice,
I don't know who that
or
is.
Sid Vicious.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know anything about Sid, Sid Vicious?
No.
You know anything about Psycho Sid?
No, nothing. I had not heard of this person until I saw the sheet.
You need to go look up the Shockmaster. Have you heard of the Shockmaster?
Not
have you
even
watched
once.
The Shock?
This
You've
is
never
the first
seen
time.
The Shockmaster video?
No! I have no idea what this is.
Sid would be... was Sid Vicious is the only one who doesn't break character during the Shockmaster video.
Okay.
We'll go back. You go back and you watch it. Google it right now, and you can watch it during the break. And by the way, speaking of, the wrap up about last night, Bernie came to practice last night.
Oh, how was that?
Bernie Kosar came to your practice?
Bernie Kosar and Frank Stams came to football practice yesterday. My head coach wasn't very thrilled with me because I didn't tell him because...
Who cares?
Frankly, I wasn't going to sit there and guarantee that Bernie was going to show up and then not have Bernie, because Bernie's a very busy man. But he came by. He got in drills. He was starting to run drills.
Was he throwing passes to the boys?
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes.
I think you didn't tell the head coach because it's your program now.
No.
After you bring Bernie in, it's your program now.
Put that in his
head. It is your program now. But that is a power move, my friend.
I have made it abundantly clear. I am on the board in a non-voting role, and I do not want to have a vote in that role. It ain't my program.
Yeah, mm-mm. That move does not say that.
I wash my hands of it. I wash my hands of all this. The parents were very excited. There were a couple of sons who didn't necessarily know who Bernie was.
They are
9-year-old boys.
I get that. I wouldn't have known.
Their parents certainly knew. The phones were out yesterday,
Good
which
thing
was
you
nice.
Didn't bring Sid Vicious to Danny's practice.
Yeah. He wouldn't have known anything.
Had no idea.
It would have probably been rough to carry him there, but either way.
I remember when I was a kid, Dennis Northcutt showed up at a practice one time, and like that was a really big deal. But Sid Vicious, I would have had no idea.
But I think it started some, I will say, I think it started some great conversations on the way home, because I did have a coach like, hey, I got to tell my son about Bernie.
But we just talked about last week how you needed to, you know, you had asked your defensive linemen what their favorite team was and all that. And I told you, you have to get them to push to root for the Browns. This is all part of it.
It is.
You live in Cleveland area. You live in Northeast Ohio. You need to be, at least push toward the option of being a Browns fan.
My civic duty.
Molding young lives.
I promised him, I says, anytime there's ever a possibility somebody else comes out, I will let you know. I am sorry about that. That one, I just wanted to under-promise and over-deliver on that. But Bernie came
up. Power move, man.
He did a wonderful job with the kids. Kids loved him. The parents loved him. It was great. Big thanks to him and Frank Stams for coming out after they were at the Gardos game. Sadly, that they lost.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.